This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1987. Everybody loves this English grammar. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we answer a listener question. What is the difference between everyone and everybody? Find out if it matters. Plus, learn how to know when to use anyone versus everyone in English conversations.
Hey there, Aubrey. What's going on?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm great. It's rainy here today. I love
really?
A rainy day.
Yes. Oh, I feel like it never rains in Arizona.
Not very often. I know. So it's exciting for us, which Jessica finds hilarious because in Portland, it rains all the time.
Right.
But not here. Not here.
Interesting. Okay. What are we getting into today?
This is going to be fun. I have a question for you, actually. I know there's been a ton of snowfall this year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A lot of people have been skiing. I know you ski. Mm-hmm. But what about your friends? Does anyone you know ski?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, not everyone, but many people that I know do ski. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. So not everyone, but
not
some
everyone.
People.
Not everyone.
Okay. This is interesting. We're diving into today the difference between everyone and anyone. Mm-hmm. This can cause a lot of confusion. I feel like a lot of language learners are either not sure. I've gotten a lot of questions about this, or they avoid them entirely because they're not sure they're using them correctly.
Right. And that's also actually a good skill. You shouldn't avoid a word, but it forces you to build more vocabulary when you do actually try to find another way to say something. It's kind of cool.
Yes. It's when you have to paraphrase, right?
Yes.
You're like pulling from your brain box all the other ways you know how to say something. It's so true.
Yeah, brain box. And by the way, that term comes from our IELTS course, Three Keys IELTS, IELTS Energy Podcast. Tell us a little bit about that show, actually, Aubrey, for a minute.
Yeah, so Jessica and I are the co-hosts. 2 episodes every week. If you are studying for IELTS or know anyone who's studying for IELTS, it really is a fantastic podcast. You learn all kinds of strategies, vocabulary, everything you would need to know in order to get the score you need on IELTS. So, but even if you're not studying for IELTS, honestly, we talk about fun vocab, slang, idioms all the time. So I know a lot of our listeners aren't even studying for IELTS. So maybe check it out, even if you're not preparing for that exam.
Yeah, check it out. So you can find that by going to the search bar right now, wherever you're listening, and typing in IELTS Energy Podcast, and you'll see the yellow. You'll see Aubrey and Jessica. Go into that show and hit follow. Hit that follow button, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, subscribe, wherever you listen. Okay.
Good stuff. Just like All Ears English here, a lot of our episodes are on YouTube. So if you're more a visual learner, you want to watch us on the mic, absolutely check it out on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV.
Yeah, we pretty much do all of our episodes now. We really scaled that up, Aubrey. Pretty much everything we do is now on video on YouTube across all.
I know
of all
we listened to you guys, right? We had a lot of our listeners say, "I would rather watch a video of you podcasting because that's fun." I like to watch video podcasts too. So yeah, we listened. And now
we did it.
You can find us on YouTube.
I love it. I'm personally more of an audio learner. I really like to just put my headphones in, walk my dog, go to the park. I don't like to be on YouTube, right? But some people do, and we respect that, and we love that. So good.
Absolutely.
All right. Do we have a question? Do you want to read the question from our listener?
Yeah, this was inspired by a listener question about everyone and everybody. So let's go ahead and read that. And then we're going to dive into the difference between those and also anyone and anybody. Do you want me to read the question?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. He said, "Hello, my name is Ezekiel. I'm from El Salvador, but I live in New York." Awesome. "Congratulations on your great program." Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And he said, "My question is, what's the difference between everyone and everybody?" I get it. It's so weird that we have both words then when they're so similar in meaning, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, when I think my initial thought is when I think about everybody, I think about music for some reason, like songs, the choice of everybody instead of everyone being more common in songs. I don't know why. Maybe we'll find out why. Yeah.
Well, they do have the same meaning. You can use them interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Everybody is just slightly more informal. That's why we hear it in pop songs, probably, right? They're always going for slang for more informal ways of saying things in music.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't worry about it, right? If you're giving a presentation, I feel like they're interchangeable enough. No one's going to say everybody instead of everyone. And I'm going to think, ooh, that's kind of a little too informal. No, they're so similar that I think you can use both without stressing about it.
Yeah, it's not going to be a glaring mistake. Good bonus for today. Glaring mistake. No one is going to be confused or feel like you've done a big, like you're totally mismatching the tone of the environment, right?
Exactly, right? And like one of the most formal situations you could be in, like a job interview, if you're talking about work and you say, you know, everybody at my old position, blah, 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 versus everyone at my old position, no one's going to bat an eye.
Not
like
a problem.
They're just so interchangeable. It's, you can use either.
Yeah, so good. So we're getting into a little grammar today, right? So do we have some other grammar episodes that we've done in the past on All Ears English?
Yes, recently we have done quite a bit of great grammar episodes. If you've missed them, go back and check them out. A couple examples, 1937, didn't versus wouldn't, a listener's English grammar question answered. That was an awesome one that you and Michelle did. So don't miss that one, guys.
Okay, awesome. And then 1905, type that into your search bar. We hope you'll use this impressive grammar. Yeah, we've been trying to do more and more grammar episodes for you guys because we know you want that. You've requested that. So we're going to get it for you. But we're always going to keep in mind our core value as a community of connection.
Exactly, right? Yes, grammar is important. You guys want to be using correct grammar, but I love that that's, we're always coming back to that. Like, yes, right? Learn the grammar, but also don't let it stop you from communicating, from connecting, right? Don't let it hold you back.
That's so good. So good. It gets me so excited. Okay. What do we need to go through here? What do we need to know from a grammar perspective?
Yes. So this, I have gotten a lot of questions about when to use everyone or anyone, right? Or everybody or anybody. And this is a little trickier. This, we need to understand the grammar. We need to understand what these words mean because they are different. They are used in different contexts. So we're going to dive into these, give you example sentences and a role play. So you'll be able to use them with confidence.
Okay. So just to make sure we're clear here for our listeners. So we're saying that everyone and everybody is basically the same, just a difference of casual. But today we're contrasting everyone, everybody versus anyone, anybody. Is that right?
Exactly, right? And that is different. So that might be where the confusion is. If someone tells you everyone and everybody are the same and you translate that to anyone and anybody, which looks sort of similar. Right. No, there's a different meaning here. There's different grammar here. So you want to be aware when to use which one.
Got it. So we said before that everyone is kind of every person, right? Let's go through each one here, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
For example, is everyone watching the news, right? Is every person watching the news? Very standard. Works anywhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And same meaning, everybody, just slightly more informal, but you could absolutely also say, is everybody watching the news? Means the same thing. Native speakers aren't going to notice any difference, really.
Absolutely. You can use, and like I said before, you might hear everybody in songs more often, just because it is more casual. But then, Aubrey, we get into anyone and anybody, and here's where we see the contrast for our listeners. Right?
Exactly. These have different meanings. So anyone means any person, like any one person.
Okay.
So if you say, is anyone going to happy hour after work? This is a different meaning, right? Than if you said, is everyone going to happy hour? You're not talking about every person. You're talking about any individual.
It's completely different. It's a completely different question, right? Is there any person? Is anyone going? Is there any person going to happy hour after work, right?
And you could see how this could create confusion if someone isn't really clear about the difference and they say, is everyone going? When they mean, is anyone going? Then the answer they're going to get is incorrect. There's confusion. We don't understand. You get there and you're surprised that there's only one person when you thought everyone was going. So we need to understand the difference.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so true. It's so true. So what about anybody then?
Yeah. So this has the same meaning as anyone, just like everyone and everybody have the same meaning. Yeah. Anyone and anybody, exactly the same, where there's just that slight bit of, it's more informal to say anybody. Maybe mm-hmm. we would hear it in music more, just like everybody, right. But they're very interchangeable. So you could say, is anybody going to happy hour after work?
Yes.
Now, this is interesting. I feel there's this tiny bit of connotation that I would be like, is anybody going? Like almost assuming nobody isn't, or you're like upset that so many people have said no.
Right.
Then instead of saying, is anyone going? I might say, is anybody going? Like, why is no one going?
Right. Because maybe we're going to the buddy part, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. anybody. When, like you said, more casual, more emphatic, you're trying to emphasize things. It's less standard. You're not just right. delivering the message. You're delivering the message with kind of an emotion or something added to it. Would you say so?
Yes, exactly. Right. But again, don't stress about that, because if you use one or the other, if you're using them interchangeably, you can create that emphasis with your intonation. Right.
You could, yeah. You could say, is anyone going?
Yeah.
Right.
Is anyone going? Why right. is everyone saying no? Totally.
Yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, I love it. Let's put this into a role play so our listeners can really get it. This is the kind of episode I think role plays are key.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, this is a fun one. You and I are ordering food for a get together in this role play. I'll start us out. Ready? Mm-hmm. Does everyone want pizza?
Yeah, everybody said they're up for pizza. Do you think anyone would want breadsticks?
Yeah, for sure. Let's get some.
Ooh, and what about dessert? Anybody want dessert, do you think?
Absolutely. Let's get the Cinnasticks.
Cinnasticks.
There's like pizza places here where there's like cinnamon breadsticks that are like the dessert, right?
Oh my gosh.
They're so delicious.
I did an Instagram update on Saturday because we ordered our favorite pizza, which is the deep dish we do sometimes on the weekend. But I was actually,
so good.
This time around, it wasn't that good. I think they put someone else in the kitchen. Something's going wrong at that place.
Oh, no.
Something's going
wrong.
That's scary.
I know whenever if there's like a new chef, a new cook hired, they might not have it down quite yet. Hopefully they'll get some quality control in there and get it back up to par.
Exactly. So anyways, all right, we'll go through these. So what did we say first? Where do we see the first use?
First I said, does everyone want pizza? Mm-hmm. And it's a very different meaning than if I say, does anyone want pizza? I want to know if every person at the party is down for pizza, or do we need to get some other options, right?
Right, because maybe someone is on a low salt diet, or who knows? We have all different diets, right? They don't like pizza. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we need to order some salads, right?
Yeah.
But if everyone wants pizza, okay, it's easy. Let's just get some pizza.
Yeah, we've got a very carb-heavy meal coming down the pipe here. Breadsticks, pizza, and dessert.
Right.
And then we said, yes, everybody said they're up for pizza. Right. And then so, yes, everybody, I respond to, you say everyone, I don't have to mirror back everyone to you. That's important for our listeners to know, too. I can switch to be more casual.
Yes, exactly. That's such a good skill. And we don't always think about it when we're first learning a language, just like not repeating vocabulary when there is another way to say it. Right.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, yes, everyone said they're up for pizza. You're repeating
boring.
What I said.
Switch
yeah.
Switch it up. Mm-hmm. And then I said, do you think anyone would want breadsticks? Right. Do you think anyone, is there some person in the room who would want breadsticks? Okay.
Yeah. It'd be a very different question if you're saying, do you think everyone wants breadsticks? Maybe we're only going to order them if every person there wants them. No, this is like, if anyone wants them, if any one person, I want them. If anyone else does, I'm going to get them.
Yeah, right. And the next one is kind of cool because we're asking a question. Right. And we're dropping. You want to read that? What did I ask?
Ooh. Yeah, this is an interesting grammar bonus where you could have said, you know, do you think anybody wants dessert? And we're flipping it. Mm-hmm. We're saying, anybody want dessert, do you think? Wow. Right? It's such an interesting grammar form just to switch up the way we do this all the time, especially when we're being very informal. We'll drop the subject, the verb, we'll flip it and have anybody at the beginning and then subject verb at the end like this. There are so many options.
Yeah. And guys, as our listeners, if you're ready for this, stretch yourself and try this kind of way of asking a question. Super advanced, super native. You're not going to reach that high, high level of connection, right? If you're just following the old structures that are so solid, but we need to be able to make mistakes and try creative ways of asking questions like this. Right?
Absolutely. And we could have done this with the question you asked when you said, do you think anyone would want breadsticks? You could also say, anyone want breadsticks, do you think? Or just anyone want breadsticks, right? We're just shortening, we're removing subject verb because it's an informal conversation.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. There's a lot we can do here. What's a takeaway for our listeners today?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm so glad this listener sent in this question. There's no need to stress about the difference between everyone and everybody, and also anyone and anybody, right? They're interchangeable. So this is the good news. This is one thing you don't have to worry about.
Yes. But we did bring up that there is a real difference between everybody and anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Or everyone and anyone. So pay attention to that. That's the key teaching today, guys. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. All right.
Exactly. Right. Use these in everyday conversations with friends, with coworkers, and up level your English. Just like you were saying, Lindsay, you guys are at that level where you can take these other grammar forms, play around with it a little bit when you know that you can be a little more informal.
Yeah. And we mentioned in this episode, the IELTS Energy podcast. So go check that out. A whole new way to learn, right? A different team, different combination of hosts, right? Get deeper into All Ears English and all of the podcasts that we offer. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Don't miss out on IELTS Energy, guys. It's so funny. So fun and funny. Jessica funny, and I are funny, if I do say so myself. So yeah, check it out.
So good. All right, Aubrey, thanks for being on today. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. See you next time.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.